The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to Keir Starmer. Under serious pressure, at least 40 MPs of his own party's MPs have called on him to quit. We're joined in a moment. We will be joined by Matthew Torbett, former Labour advisor. But first off, let's go to the Whitehall editor of the Financial Times and host of the Political Fix podcast, Lucy Fisher. Lucy, thanks indeed for talking to us. It sounds like the Prime Minister is in a very vulnerable position this afternoon. How vulnerable, in your view?
Well, look, I think it's a moment of high jeopardy for the Prime Minister. By some tallies, there are now over 55 Labour MPs that have either expressed their desire for him to go or make clear that they think the end is nigh. On top of that, the potential stalking horse candidate, Catherine West, has stepped back from the brink of trying to put herself forward as a leadership candidate, but she is nonetheless collecting signatures for Labour MPs that agree there should be a contest this summer and a replacement in place by September. So that's another element of jeopardy. And I think if the numbers continue to trickle up of MPs calling on him to go, all eyes are on the cabinet. You know, if the Parliamentary Labour Party has made clear its displeasure with him, do cabinet ministers feel empowered or indeed forced to take action? So many moving parts, and it feels like the day and the week is young.
What did you make of his speech earlier on today, and did it do anything to settle down any nerves in the Labour Parliamentary Party?
Well, look, since the speech, we've had almost 15 Labour MPs come over the parapet and say he's got to go. So they obviously weren't convinced. I spoke to one cabinet minister who said, I think it was a decent enough speech. It's enough for today. But the issue is that Starmer is going to have to be fighting day by day now. It feels, in a sense, like there is a bit of a juggernaut already in motion here. And, you know, there aren't that many levers left for him to pull. We've got the King's speech on Wednesday. Broadly speaking, most of the bills in that have been pre-briefed and are quite well known. There wasn't a massive new policy gambit in the speech. It was mainly rhetoric. And for many MPs, it's too little, too late.
The issue about kind of closer links to Europe, how will that play, do you think?
Well, I think it was quite in keeping with what we've heard from the Prime Minister before now. I don't think anyone would be terribly surprised by what he signalled there. And of course, you know, there's been no suggestion of breaking the Labour Party's red lines on the manifesto when it comes to the single market, customs union or free movement. And within those bounds, there isn't a huge amount of manoeuvre room, at least on Brussels' side, for them to sort of allow much deeper cooperation with the UK. So it wasn't the radical offer that some MPs thought he needed to make, or either on the EU or just in general, to show he's got fresh ideas and is willing to be bold as he tries to save his faltering premiership.
A sitting Prime Minister is hard to shift, but not impossible. Is he political dead man walking, do you think, at this point?
I wouldn't go that far. He's certainly wounded, but staggers on. It's not easy to oust a sitting Prime Minister, but it depends on the party rules. You know, the Conservatives make it considerably easier to oust their leaders, including when they're in office in Downing Street. The Labour Party doesn't have a history of sort of ousting them. You know, with Tony Blair, it was unbearable pressure that was brought to bear on him to, you know, leave somewhat on his own terms by sort of setting out the transition timeline. That's why, you know, that cultural history is what's informing the moves of some MPs who are calling on Starmer to set out a timeline rather than having a more mechanistic way of ousting him from office.
Okay, Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor of the Financial Times, host of the Political Fix podcast. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. We're joined by Matthew Torbett now, former Labour advisor, political commentator, anti-homelessness campaigner. Matthew, did you hear enough from the Prime Minister today to change your view that it's time for him to write his own obituary and leave the stage?
I think, if I'm honest, it was the most passion I've probably seen in the 6 years since Keir Starmer was elected Prime Minister. However, what the content of the speech was very policy-light, I did think actually externally he shouldn't have not worn a suit and a tie. I think you want to look like a real leader. But it sounded like a man in opposition making the case to the public that he could make change, not the case of a man who's been in charge for 2 years and what has felt like, I suppose, decline, further decline from the 14 years that we've just had with the Tories.
So what do you think will happen? You're unconvinced. Is it too little too late as far as you're concerned in terms of his speech today?
No, I mean, it can hobble on, but I think you can't hobble on for years. It just becomes a bit embarrassing. You've got to take, I think leadership's about responsibility. And we Labour Party nationalised these local elections and made it all about Iran and standing up to Donald Trump as if Donald Trump was going to take out the bins for you and sort out social care and fill in potholes. I think it's up to the MPs. I think the MPs that don't act will just oversee the potential demise of the Labour Party. And I think there obviously has to be a route back for somebody like Andy Burnham, who's one of the most popular politicians in the country and could probably give the Labour Party the best chance at the next general election. I don't think he guarantees anything, but I think he gives them a fighting chance.
Is Andy Burnham only popular, though, because he's not in frontline politics, national politics?
I think it certainly is helpful that you need somebody from outside the building. You can't tie Andy Burnham to any of the unpopular decisions the government has made. And he's probably critiqued a lot of those decisions, really. At the same time, though, you can't say that he hasn't overseen 3.1% growth in Greater Manchester over the last decade. You also can't talk about the fact that you can't deny the fact that he's increased jobs there at a ridiculous level due to his MBAC scheme. I'm not naive enough to think that his popularity would not decline upon the, unpopular decisions or tough decisions having to be made. But I think I'd rather start 10 steps further forward than we currently are than looking at handing over the keys to number 10 to Nigel Farage if Keir Starmer stays in place. There's one big difference here. If Keir Starmer is leader, Labour does not win the general election. If Andy Burnham is in, that gives you a fighting chance.
Catherine West has put her name forward as a kind of a stalking horse. Do you think she will get the 81 MPs, or has she? There's some signs today that maybe she's happy for the Prime Minister to lay out his own schedule for going. How do you see that playing out?
I think she probably meets the threshold this evening. She'll reach the 81. I think it's then actually cards over to number 10 Downing Street what they wish to do. They may think there's longer to go because, if you're basically giving them a confidence vote, you're going to need more than 81. You might need half the party. But they don't have the cards. You know, this is where Streeting could go at any point. Angela Rayner could choose to go at any point. They would have the numbers. If they wish to be petty and make this about not letting Andy Burnham in or any other sort of factional warfare that we've had previously, that's on them. But ultimately, the writing is on the wall and now is the time for a sort of Joe Biden-like conversation. You're not going to win the next general election. The polls show that. Everybody knows that. So do the selfish thing, not just by the Labour Party, but by the country, for those that rely on a Labour government, a proper Labour government, putting forward the ideas around a new social contract where people do feel that they can get on in life and that things are fair again. You know, let's make fair normal again. And that if you play by the rules, you can get on in life.
You don't see any scenario whereby a Labour led by Keir Starmer can win the next general election. Can you envisage a scenario, though, where he is still leader going into the next general election?
No, I don't see that whatsoever. And I'd actually be highly surprised if Keir Starmer saw that himself. I think he knows deep down. It's just about trying to buy time at the moment. For what reason, I don't know. You know, what does he think is going to come at the end of it? Does he really believe he can turn this around? I'd be very surprised. He may be the only man in the country that thinks that.
Final question. Just looking from the outside, it's harder to understand why he is so unpopular. Has he been unlucky, or is it just bad politics on his part?
I think it's a bit of both. I think, you know, he may have many talents or people may consider him a nice man, but I don't think he's very good at politics. I think even back to his opposition days, the idea of a referendum was toxic for many people. And you look at some of the Labour heartlands that are going now to places like Reform, it goes down like a cup of cold stick, the idea of rejoining the EU or a second referendum. I think at the other side, this was always going to take at least a decade. And if I was to be totally fair to Keir Starmer, the Labour MPs that dislike him, the irony of them disliking them is he's sort of given them what they want. He's U-turned so many times on unpopular things such as welfare reform and other things. I'm not sure what more he could have done for them, but I think the dislike that people have for him comes from a level of authenticity, the idea that they're not being told the truth, and his lack of sort of political beliefs and feeling. But at the same time, you went in on a very simplistic message of change, and people haven't seen that change, or certainly, you know, that the hope for better change has actually resulted in people feeling worse. There has been a change for lots of people, but they're going backwards, and it what feels like a managed decline. I think he is the tip of sort of the last 20 years of politicians and prime ministers letting the population down, and therefore he's copping the flak for it now because he's in at the current moment.
Very final question. I think you've indicated Andy Burnham would be your favourite choice. Who do you think will be the next leader of the Labour Party, given Andy Burnham, of course, isn't a member of Parliament at the moment, which is which does hamstring him a little bit?
If they're not going to let him in, it will likely be Angela Rayner or somebody from the soft left. The Labour membership is in a soft left place at the moment. If you look at the top-ranking cabinet ministers, when you look at polling from places like Labour List, then people like Ed Miliband top that. When Angela Rayner was in the cabinet, she would top that. When you look at the sort of the Blairite or right-wing faction of the Labour Party, they're towards the bottom. You Wes Streetings, you Bridget Phillipsons, you Keir Starmers and Rachel Reeves. So if it's going to be Wes versus Angela, I think Angela sees it through. And what that means, who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Matthew Torbett, former Labour advisor, political commentator, anti-homelessness campaigner. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.